Here, the biggest boxing event of the century, Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley. What's your take on this one, Mr. Keogh?
Well, it's a win-win situation here in Oz. It's a lot of pockets full of cash each. That's what I see happening.
It certainly brims with money in this fight. This is a money fight.
But in terms of influence on the boxing world, by God, I don't think I've ever seen a fight with as much.
Oh, God. The ramifications this has for the boxing world is untold, man.
There is one.
AJ.
Who's never fought.
AJ, Tyson Fury, hang your shame, you bums. Jake Paul's the real deal.
So there's one guy who's never fought a boxing match. He is a wrestler who fell in love with his hands.
So, no, you stand corrected, my friend. He fell in love with his hand.
Okay.
Specifically his right hand.
Yes, he only likes the right hand.
His overhand right is all he has. Tyron Woodley has one punch.
Versus Jake Paul. No, he's got a job.
Oh.
Dangerous job.
We all know it.
It's Kamaru Usman job.
You can literally see him. He's there swinging his arm like a little windmill, getting really just fucking drunk over the top. Big overhand.
Then we've got Jake Paul that has defeated such talent as Deji, Anisong Gibb, Nate Robinson.
Yeah, I bet you
Ben Askren. Man, don't you even dare think I'd miss out on one. That is all of his wins, all four of his wins in order.
Now, can you?
Which, like their boxing records?
I would love it.
Deji 0-0, Anisong Gibb 2-0 amateur before he fought Jake Paul. Nate Robinson 0-0. Ben Askren 0-0. Tyron Woodley is the next one coming up. He is 0-0 now. So the real question is, will this, if he beats Tyron Woodley, how much legitimacy does this bring to Jake Paul?
I'm going to actually answer this one on a serious note, because I know we're definitely having a bit of fun.
Oh yeah, no, we're taking the piss at the start, but no, there is genuine serious implications from this fight.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna answer seriously. I don't think this holds any credit from a boxing point of view. Yes, he is fighting a real fighter. That is true, but he's fighting a nearly 40-year-old UFC fighter who has lost his last 16 rounds in the UFC comprehensively. Lost his last 4 rounds. Last 2 by finish. Has looked scared to throw a punch in all 4 of them fights, barring his last one where he was like Bambi on ice. Yes. After throwing a big overhand and getting caught, but and then wrapped him in a submission.
We must say, he lost his last 4 fights against top competition.
Yeah, top competition.
Now we'll let you continue.
Yeah, top competition, that's for sure. But we're for the Tyron Woodley, while he fell in love with his hands, like all wrestlers do at some point in their career, he is
except
a wrestler.
Ben Askren.
Yeah, except Ben Askren.
And that fucking showed against Jake Paul.
Yes, that most certainly did show. But think of it this way. Look, Tyron Woodley is a big man.
He is a big man. He's a big explosive boy.
Yeah, big explosive boy. Jake Paul is also fairly big. Like, Jake Paul, this is at, what, I think this is at 191 pounds roughly or something. What is the weight limit for this fight? I genuinely have no clue. It's 190 something pounds anyway. Cause that's what most of Jake's fights are all at. That's 20 pounds higher than Tyron Woodley has fought and been champion at for all of his career. Look, Tyron Woodley does not have great boxing technique. It's better than Ben Askren's, that's for sure. But Ben Askren is known for having one of the worst stand-up games in the whole UFC. In the whole of MMA. Nearly.
You're fighting at cruiserweight.
Cruiserweight.
Which means both of them, the max weight is 200 pounds.
Max weight 200
which
pounds.
Is a lot heavier than
Woodley. 30 pounds than what Woodley is used to. Now, it's probably his walk-around weight. Like, I'm convinced that Tyron Woodley weighs a minimum of 200 pounds.
And by God, I reckon he's coming in his walk-around weight, because I've never seen a man that has seen easier money in his life and does not think he has to try at all.
And he could be right. Like, I think the best way to look at it, Jake Paul has never fought someone that hits as hard as Tyron Woodley.
Mm-mm.
I do believe that Tyron Woodley has a good chance of putting Jake Paul to sleep.
The best boxer Jake Paul has fought. Excuse me. The best boxer Jake Paul has fought to this point in his career. Fuck me.
you take a glass of water now.
I'm continuing now. Is a Nissan Gibb. Have you ever heard of him?
I most certainly have not.
Exactly. And that is the top. And he has beaten. Who did he beat? Nissan Gibb beat. Max Plays FIFA.
That's your man's whole name, is Max Plays FIFA.
That's his YouTube name. He's a scrawny little dude from Belfast. He was, I'd say, at least 20 pounds lighter than Gibb when they fought, and they were about the same height. And then his second win was against Jay Swingler, who actually put up a decent fight. That's Jay from TGF. You know TGF?
No, I actually don't.
Okay, the white guy from TGF, for anyone out there that might know them. That was his second fight. He put up a good fight, but again, he wasn't a boxer. He didn't, you could see they weren't boxers. They were just two boys scrapping. And it was a good fight to watch, but again, no boxing talent. So the best boxing talent he has faced doesn't have much boxing talent. He's a YouTube boxer who, he's not a great one. I think his only loss is to Jake Paul, though. But, as in fairness, it's not a bad loss to have, because Jake looks like he knows boxing well. Jake looks like he's a decently rounded game. He has quite a quick jab, quite a straight jab. It does tend to pop heads back, but I don't know if that's untrained necks or what. We'll see with Tyron Woodley. If he pops Tyron Woodley's head back with a jab, that's pretty impressive. That means there's power in that jab.
Jake Paul has certainly shown evolution and a willingness to understand the game of boxing. Obviously, he's never going to reach the level of any of these young up-and-coming amateur boxers that have been doing this their whole life.
I won't say he can't, because he's... The one thing I'll give to the two Paul brothers that they both have is they're both athletes. And they're both athletes with a lot of determination. And when you have those two things, anything's possible. We've seen, I know it's probably not the greatest of examples, but Greg Hardy coming into the UFC, he didn't have much fighting training before. He had two fights before the UFC, was it?
Something like that, yeah. And,
he had minimal training before he had the first of those two fights. So he really didn't have that much fighting experience at all, but he came into the UFC and he has lit it up. You can't say he is not put on a show every time, even if sometimes the show is him sleeping.
I think as Greg Hardy is an example, I can't stand Greg Hardy as a human being, let alone a fighter.
He's
not
human.
Look, he's fought a few good fights. He showed...
But that's just you get my point, is that if you have determination and you're an athlete, you can, once you are focused on that, and the amount of money he can spend on top, top coaches, and the amount of time and effort he can put into this, because he doesn't need to have another job. He has made fucking millions and millions of dollars from doing the YouTube scene, from doing the Vine scene, from being on Disney Channel. He has it all in the bank. He doesn't need to make money. So he can sit there and he can train his boxing fights. And this is obviously how he sees his income coming in the future, is through these big money events. I don't think he himself wants to become a prospect. I think he'd rather stay as the big name that can get big money fights.
I respect both of the Paul brothers for... They are clearly geniuses at marketing.
Oh, yes.
They are absolutely... Jake in particular is one of the most irritating human beings of all time, but he's a very smart individual. He always makes sure that he is talked about, that he is remembered. People want to tune in. He is playing the heel here. Everyone tunes in to watch Jake Paul lose. Yep. And he chooses these fights very carefully against people that he really thinks that he has a good chance of beating.
You watch his progression. You look at his progression in his career, and you see every time he's fought someone, against Deji, everyone thought Deji could beat him. he beat Deji and he saw, right, he needed to shore up his game after that, because he actually got busted open by Deji, which is one of the most embarrassing things that can ever happen to a man. But he then saw Gibb and he saw, that's a fight I can win, but that's a fight that a lot of people will think I lose. So he fought him. Then Nate Robinson, I don't think anyone really thought Jake was losing against Nate Robinson. But then against Ben Askren, he thought, this is a fighter. He's not a boxer, he's a fighter. This is someone I can beat.
But that's the thing, is that even with Tyron Woodley, if he beats Tyron Woodley, because I think, okay, look, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Unless Tyron Woodley catches Jake Paul and puts him to sleep, I think Jake Paul will win this fight decision. I think Jake Paul is a better technical boxer than Tyron Woodley. Tyron Woodley fell in love with his hands, and obviously he trains boxing for MMA, but it's a different sort of training.
It is
a different sort of boxing.
It's a different size of glove. It's a lot harder to get a punch through with 16-ounce gloves than it is with 4-ounce gloves or 6-ounce gloves, because they're a very thin glove. It's pretty much your hand size.
And the thing is, I think that Tyron Woodley got away with a lot of his... Tyron Woodley landed a lot of his big overhand rights and finished a lot of his fights on the feet, like, because people were scared of the threat of the takedown.
Yeah.
Because
it's when he dips down for the takedown, they go to defend and he comes over.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many different variables in MMA that you can trick your opponent, you can feint, there's so many different mind games going on inside that octagon. Whereas in boxing, Jake Paul knows. There's no fear of a takedown. All he needs to do, realistically, there was one punch Tyron Woodley can land.
Yeah.
It's the overhand right. And I am convinced that if he does not land that punch, and he very well will, and if he does, that's lights out for Jake Paul. I'd love to see it. I'm praying to God we see it. But I think if it goes to decision, I think Jake Paul is technically that little bit better. But
well, just to maybe get you a little bit excited here, now, is Jake Paul is 10-1 to win by decision.
10-1? Is that on Sky Bet?
Yeah.
I did this last time.
An 8-rounder. I didn't know it was 8 rounds. Yeah, no, this ain't going to the decision, bro. Tyron Woodley's
is it 2 minute rounds?
I'd say it's 2. I don't.
And that's only 16 minutes then.
Tyron Woodley's a very, very explosive guy. He's a championship fighter, so he will have the fitness to stay up with it. And I know you're looking at him and you're like, well, he's been used to, like, he's taking guys down, he's grinded out decision wins before, but it's a very different type of fitness to hold someone down than it is to stand in front of someone, bounce on your feet and keep popping jabs. That's why you see wrestlers take people down, and when it comes to the fifth round, they still have the energy to do that, because it's a different type of fitness. It takes a lot more fitness for the man on the bottom there than it does for the man he's holding you down. So it's... I've got to agree with you, though. I can see things happening. I don't agree that Jake Paul will win it. I think Tyron Woodley will have surely done some sort of training. And with some sort of training, he'll get a couple of techniques. He has power in his hands. There's no doubt about that he has power in his hands.
I'm assuming you've seen who he's training with.
Who is he training with?
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, I thought so.
God, I was about to say, so that is... If you're looking for someone to teach you the fundamentals of boxing, well, obviously he has some... He is a vague...
He will have the fundamentals, but to really shore up your game and get those basics spot on. And the way that Tyron Woodley fought as well, he's a very defensive guy. There is some much better in the world that you could be training with than the Mayweathers when you're looking to shore up your defense at your base level of skills.
I think the key to Woodley winning this fight is he has to be the aggressor. Have we ever seen Jake Paul on the back foot? Someone, you know, putting on the pressure.
Yes, against Deji.
Deji.
He got busted up against
Deji.
I will say it again. Deji put him on the back foot and he got busted up against Deji.
That is
the fucking terrifying thing is, Tyron Woodley does the same and lands the same punches, that drew blood from Jake Paul. That could put Jake Paul out to sleep.
This is a disclaimer. I have not seen any of Jake Paul's fights, bar the Ben Askren one. It's the only one I watched because me and Kyo, we are both MMA guys. We love MMA. I had no interest in YouTube versus YouTube. Couldn't care less about it.
The rest of them were fairly similar. He knocked Gibb down 3 times in the first round. He knocked Nate Robinson down 2x in the first round, I think. And he just knocked Ben Askren out in the first.
But that's why. The reason I'm intrigued in this now, obviously Jake Paul has asserted himself. He's becoming a big name in combat sports. He's doing a very good job of making himself that big name. But the reason I'm interested here, he's fighting MMA guys. MMA is a sport that we love watching. We're a lot more interested in MMA than boxing. And as for you, those of you who don't know, Tyron Woodley just happens to be Kyo's favourite fighter.
Yeah.
So this is... There's personal stakes on the line for the Nozcast here. We want T Wood to do it.
If T Wood loses,
it'll be a dark day.
It's been, there's been so many times where the last four fights where I've been so confident in him and I've said he can't. Like against Usman, he was in my eyes, he was simply just more well rounded. But no.
Usman is if you better absolutely everything.
Yeah, but at the time he wasn't. At the time it looked like everyone thought Woodley was winning that. At the time that was an upset.
That was because Woodley was just so dominant. Like barring the Wonder Boy, you know, the draw that they had in the first fight, he just looked unstoppable. He was like a freight train.
It was the exact same thought process I had when he was fighting Gilbert Burns.
I know.
Then when it came to that, you had Gilbert Burns now. When it came to Colby Covington, he's another one of the fighters I love. I sort of, at that point, I was like, I don't know which way this is going to go. It's a very tight one. I didn't bet on that one because I didn't need to. I like both fighters.
Mm.
You know, I was having a great time no matter what happened there. Mm. And then against Luque, I again backed Woodley, said Woodley has it. And Woodley actually came out in that fight and looked like he was going to show something. But no.
See, that was
tapped out in the first round. That can't happen to him here, though.
No, but see, that's the thing, though, is that his three previous fights before the Luque one, he lost all 15 rounds decisively.
Yeah.
Domination. He looked scared. Honest to God, he genuinely looked scared to let his hands go. It was as if, I don't know what it was. It was as if his mind was telling him, like, his instinct was to just punch, land the overhand. But his mind was saying, no, don't. And it just looked like he was caught in no man's land. It looked as if he was glitching.
Yeah.
You know, if that was a computer system now, it just like twitching or something, proper glitching. I'm there in the action now, so I'll kill his little giggle at. But it just looked like if he was scared. And then it was as if he knew that was in his head. It was like it's a mental block in his head. Yeah. And the Luque one, he was like, I have to go. I have to fuck it. He knew he was fighting for his UFC career.
Mm.
He was, I need to come out here. I need to be aggressive. I need to go back to being the old T1. And he was over-aggressive. And Luque destroyed him. It was brutal.
But at the same time, if he comes out with that pace and that aggression against Jake Paul, will he be able to handle it? Because he hasn't seen anything like that. In fact, I'd say most boxers, like most pro boxers, have not seen an animal like have not seen someone come at them at the pace and intensity that Tyron Woodley can come at someone with. And especially not to have the amount of power Woodley has in those punches, and he throws power in every punch. There's no, oh yeah, I'll put a 70% one in just to let him know what's up. No, he's 100% every time, fucking swinging for the fences.
That's why I feel that if Tyron Woodley's going to win this fight, he needs to put Jake Paul on the back foot, make him feel uncomfortable. Jake Paul, like against Ben Askren, he controlled the ring. He put Ben Askren in the corner, and Ben Askren, he was so clueless. Ben Askren, everyone and their granny knew that Ben Askren was going to lose that fight. Ben Askren is one of the worst strikers I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I would be genuinely confident of beating Ben Askren in a boxing match. I'm not, like, I know people say that the whole time, but Ben Askren is...
He held his hands the wrong way.
Yeah,
he was fighting like it was the 70s. Well, not even the 70s, like the 40s or something. He was there...
And I know Ben Askren. Ben Askren is a specialist at what he does.
Mm.
The thing he specializes in is not boxing.
No,
exactly. Not and that's why Jake Paul, and he tried, you know, he had the big robot with him and he's here making this into a big show and he started, like, he was crying after and he's like, oh, I've legitimized myself. I'm out to prove in my work. Look, mate, you bet retired Ben Askren. I said, like, in a boxing match. I said, that does not count.
That is one thing I have to disagree with you, though, is I think beating Tyron Woodley brings a lot of legitimacy to him. You do have to take into account that it's a man on the way out. But when you look it's when you look at the quality of those last four. One of them is the current champion. One of them is the number one contender. I believe Gilbert Burns is still top five. I don't think he's the number two contender anymore.
I'm pretty sure he's number two.
If he is number two contender,
just Wonderboy.
Well, then in that case, he has the champion and the top two contenders as three of his last four losses, and then Luque is a top 10 fighter as well.
He's top five now.
Right, so he's got...
After he beat Chiesa.
Three of the top five contenders and the champion of that division as his last four losses. Which, and like, you look at that, you got to think, that doesn't necessarily mean he's dead and buried. He did lose every round, so that maybe puts him at, like, he wouldn't be a top 10 fighter anymore. He'd be maybe, like... in the top 15, though. I wouldn't say he's bad enough to be dropped out of top 15 yet, but that means that I believe there are people in the top 10 that he could beat.
It's not the fact he lost that far. Anyone could go on a losing streak. It's the way he lost.
Yeah.
By complete domination in every area of the game.
I do have to say with this is I think it'll bring legitimacy. In my eyes, it'll bring legitimacy in any casual's eyes. Because any casual will look at Tyron Woodley's knockouts and be like, oh, this is a serious guy. This guy knows what he's at. They won't care about his last four fights. They won't care about the fact it's a different sport. They won't care about the fact that it's the threat of the wrestling that makes the openings for him. But I think in any boxing fan's eyes, like a true boxing fan, they don't give a shit if Jake Paul beats Tyron Woodley. They're like... let him fight an actual boxer, a decent boxer, and then prove it.
See, the boxing guys don't care because he isn't fighting one of their guys. If Jake Paul went and fought and a good boxer, like a good up-and-coming boxer with a decent record, good caliber of opponents, and Jake Paul went out boxing, they'd feel that sort of embarrassment that Jake Paul had to do. That's why we care about this, because this is personal for us. We love MMA. We don't want to see... a former UFC champion, your favorite fighter.
That long ago, though, he was UFC champion.
We don't want to see him get his ass kicked by Jake fucking Paul.
No.
That's embarrassing. That's why we care about this. That's why the boxing guys don't, because there's nothing at stake for him here. This isn't boxing.
So do you think, now this is just like, well, we can talk about him a little bit as well. Do you think after this fight, it's been made clear Tommy Fury wants to fight Jake Paul? Do you think that fight will hold any legitimacy? Because he doesn't have the greatest record. He doesn't have high caliber opponents by any means. But he is one of the greatest boxers of all times. Little brother. He has shown that he clearly does have the attributes of a boxer. He is, like, he's a solid boxer.
Yes. If he fought Tommy Fury and bet Tommy Fury, I would consider that to be a legitimate win. It would definitely go a lot... further in solidifying his credentials. It wouldn't be conclusive proof that Jake Paul is a great boxer by any stretch of imagination, but Tommy Fury would have grown up his whole life boxing, in the ring, training with Tyson, all that shit. Boxing's pretty much been his life. Obviously, he's come into this big name because of Love Island and all that, and for being Tyson's little brother. But yeah, I think that'd be a big scalp for his name. There's a built-in story there. You could definitely sell it. You get the Love Island audience. That'll definitely tune in.
Yeah.
Think about it. The Love Island audience now is probably the same kids who are watching Jake Paul and Disney Channel. So that's like the best of all worlds then. Brilliant. Like, they know both guys. They don't like Jake Paul. They love Tommy Fury and Molly May. So they're going to tune in to watch Tommy Fury fight. The good-looking lad who they want to beat that dickhead Jake Paul. That is a fight that would sell so much in pay-per-view just because you met teenage girls who are going to get watching. And then you're gonna get lads watching just because they want to see Jake Paul get their head kicked in. You're gonna get the boxing fan watching him because they're gonna say, okay, well, this is Tyson. This is Tyson's little brother.
Yeah. It's not a nobody to them anymore. This is somebody.
If he bet Tyson's little brother, that's fairly embarrassing for boxing.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing for the Fury family. That's a fight that sells. That's a fight that I would consider that to be a legitimate win if he could go and beat him. Do I think he would? I'm not. I don't think so. No, I don't. I think Tommy Fury, the fight he should win easy.
And we would talk about Tommy Fury's fight on the undercard here, but no one really gives a shit. It's against someone that I've never heard of before as well.
He shares the same name as an English Premier League referee.
Yeah, and
that's about the extent of this.
What came to me, Noza, and Google first when his name came up, so...
Anthony Taylor, for those of you who are interested.
He ain't that big. So yeah, we won't talk too much on him. We'll just sort of.
But he's on the undercard, so the Love Islanders might fancy a watch.
We'll round out here. So predictions. What do you think will happen?
I'm gonna go with, because I think there's Jake Paul is obviously extremely confident in his head that this is a winnable fight. He wouldn't have took this if he thought there was any sort of risk attached to it. he is the bigger man. I'd love to know the reach and the kind of height that. I know Tyron Woodley was always a small enough welterweight. He's just stocky as fuck. He's huge.
Or see if I can find
out. See if you can find out while I'm talking, if you don't mind. So I think Jake Paul, he's going to want to keep distance. I think he'll work the jab at him. He's a good jab at him. I think he's going to control the ring. He's going to try to keep Woodley on the outside of his jab and keep as much distance as he can.
So the weight doesn't really matter. Jake Paul is 4 inches taller.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, he has a 2-inch reach advantage.
2-inch reach advantage. I think 4 inches taller that's a significantly bit taller, but the 2-inch reach will actually be bigger. But I think he's not going to want to get into close quarters with Tyron Woodley. Anywhere he can land that overhand right. I think he would have worked on that. I think he's going to try to keep distance. He'll use a lot of footwork. If he's smart, he'll... leg kicks. The calf kick is dangerous, man. But yeah, I can see him out jabbing him, and I don't think he's going to be as aggressive as usual. Elusive footwork is going to be, and that jab is going to be crucial to Jake Paul and this. Tyron Woodley's best chance is making this dirty, making this scrappy. Embrace the clinch as much as possible. He's going to have to hope for a better referee than what Ben Askren got, because the referee for Ben Askren's fight wouldn't let him fucking get near Jake Paul without fucking breaking them up. That's why he was so clearly rigged. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Tyron Woodley has one chance. Land that overhand right, and if he lands that punch, could be lights out. But if he doesn't, I can see I'm going to go with my official prediction. I think Jake Paul win by decision. Unfortunately, I do not want that to happen at all.
Very, very different predictions here, because I see Tyron Woodley. I know, as I said, he's clearly doing this for money. He does not give a shit if he wins or loses. It's like Ben Askren. He's not going to care if he loses. Like, so what? You're going to get slagged. He doesn't give a shit. He's been fucking shot on his last 4 fights. He's been getting slagged enough.
Mm.
Does not make a difference to the man. He's still a lot richer than any of them would be. Mm. So he's going to take this. And I think, genuinely, what I think will happen is Woodley will come out and Woodley's going to recognize that the task is easier than what he's been prepared for. So that's what I think is going to happen. I think Woodley's going to come out strong. He's going to come out with a lot of pressure, and I'd say, depending on the length of the rounds, with 2-minute rounds, I'd say round 4 KO. With 3-minute rounds, I'd say round 3.
I'm going to check that now just before...
Right, before we wrap up, we'll just have a quick fact check on that. But yeah, no, I just think Woodley could bring intensity and pressure that Paul won't be able to handle, and it's... It could be a very long night for Jake Paul, despite being a short one, if you get what I mean.
Hmm.
It could feel like an 8-rounder after just 4.
Just here, looking here now.
Well, obviously, Jake Paul has tracks, so I think he will land. I think he will get some jabs off on Woodley that will sort of surprise Woodley a little bit, to be like, oh, this dude knows what he's at. But I think more so it's going to be Jake Paul who gets the fucking fright of his life when he sees the absolute fucking god that the Chosen One can be coming at him with all he has, fucking swinging for the fences. Because realistically, Woodley has the power to knock out top-level UFC opponents, like multiple top-level UFC opponents. If he lands one sweetly on Jake Paul, that's lights out, because I haven't seen that man get hit properly.
So the thing is that if you have the power to knock out Robbie Lawler, you have the power to knock out Jake Paul. That goes without question. But without the trend of takedown, I don't know. I do think that Jake Paul would probably be a bit too elusive for him. I can't actually find whether that's a 2 or 3 minute per round like fight. I can't find that information anywhere. I'm going to go with the assumption that, you know, surely they have to make a trade. 2 minutes is too short, man. That's like amateur.
I think...
It'd have to be 3, surely.
Against Askren, was it not 2 minute rounds?
I can't even remember, man. That was one of the worst events I ever bought. Honest to God, that was more of a concert than a fucking fight night. Like, I was convinced I would never buy another Jake Paul fight again. And then when he said he was fighting Tyron Woodley, the personal stakes that has for you, that being your favourite fighter, I knew that we'd have to do it for the Nozcast, so that threw that plan out the window. I'm just hoping, because now it's with Showtime, it's on BT Sport now as well, like, surely there'd be a bit more legitimacy to this.
Yeah.
A lot more fights in the undercard than there was for the Aspen one. There's one thing I'd like to say to you, though, before we do close it off. is Jake Paul's novelty wearing off? Because there's significantly less hype for this fight than there was for Ben Askren. I've heard no media attention for this fight at all.
They are 2 minute rounds.
2 minute rounds. Brilliant.
Oh wait, no, that was a 2 minute fight against Ben Askren. Doesn't say the fight is scheduled for 8 rounds. It doesn't say how long they are.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Oh, let's say 3 because surely they won't do 2. That's too short. But is the Jake Paul novelty wearing off?
I think. You see. Every time, before every fight, I always feel that Jake Paul novelty's wearing off, with the exception of the Ben Askren one. So before he fought Nizam Gibb, it seemed like, yeah, that novelty's sort of wearing off, and then he just put on a nice performance against him, it came back. Against Nate Robinson, no one gave a shit about that fight before it, but the way he knocked him out, people started to care. So I think it all depends on how the fight goes. If it's a war, novelty back. If it's a quick knockout, novelty back. If it's a boring fight, no one cares. And if he loses, he'll struggle to sell anywhere near the number of pay-per-views he sold for any of his events.
He'll never headline any pay-per-view event ever
again. Oh, he will. He will because he's Jake Paul.
No, he'll have to go back to fighting fucking... Yeah. He'll fight KSI then, revenge for Logan. He'll fight fucking...
Oh, well, no, that KSI one's happening. KSI's fighting.
So.
Who's KSI fighting? I can't remember. KSI has a fight lined up. He's doing that fight, and then I think the next fight for both of them is going to be against each other, regardless of what the results in these are.
Mm.
And Jesus Christ, if Tyron Woodley loses to him, KSI may as well just run away. Because KSI is he's Tyron Woodley minus the power.
And the skill, and technique, and everything.
Well, he has the overhand right, man. Do you not see them windmill arms?
Serious. I have to say, though, I do. I think people are kind of getting fed up with the Jake Paul kind of story. Because they keep looking at it and say, hey, Jake Paul's a fight. Oh, really? Who's he fighting? And they look at it and go, oh, another bum, you know, like bum wrestler turned boxer. And no, I'm not calling bum is the wrong expression. Like, but in the boxing world, Tyron Woodley's a bum. Like, he's not.
He's just not a boxer. He's an aging fighter.
If Jake Paul wants to box, they want to see him fight that boxer.
Yeah, facts.
They want to see him fight someone that has boxing ability. Like, if he, because he claims to be a boxer, Jake Paul is, he has claimed that he wants to eventually go on and fight Canelo. Like, well, get a life, mate. You're not doing that, like. But
although if he does, imagine he beat Canelo.
Oh, jeez, he'd be the biggest. That'd be the Jake Paul's movie would be amazing.
It genuinely goes down in history.
Yeah, but it's not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
Well, from what we've seen of him so far, it won't. But as I said, he's a very determined young man, and he has youth on his side, he has his determination on his side, and he has all the money in the world. If he really, really wants to become a boxer and he wants to start fighting legitimate fighters, the only issue for him is he's going to have to start at the bottom. He's going to have to work his way up like everyone else. He's going to have to fight the journeymen to start out with, work his way up into the rankings. He's going to have to do it all, because he can't just... if he does this and then he just straight up calls out Canelo, Canelo's looking at that and Canelo's going, okay, so I can get as much money, if not more money, to fight this guy who I have a lot less risk of losing my belt against than I do against this guy. Worst case scenario, this guy beats me and I get a rematch against him straight away, so I get that double paycheck. And if he beats me twice, then he's just a legit fighter. If I beat him the second time, then I get my belt back and people will slag me about losing once, but I go, yeah, but I beat him the other time.
But come on, like, there's not a chance in hell, Jake Paul. If he ever fought Canelo, there's no way he beats Canelo. No way.
No, but anyone can win him. Like, that's the thing we love about our sport, MMA, that's what boxers love about their sport. It's that Andy Ruiz chance.
But that doesn't happen, though.
It doesn't happen nearly as often, but it is...
Boxing don't allow it to happen.
If fighters have that KO power, there's nothing you can do about it.
Boxing is corrupt as fuck. They don't allow it. They have so many gimme fights. Like,
Their champions.
Yeah, they do. They protect them. They give... there's too much politics in boxing, too much... backstage agreements and all, we'll make sure that your lad gets up to the top and all, we'll give him an easy fight next time and all that shit. Boxing annoys me for that reason. But there's not a chance. Like, Canelo would...
Just because of the way Nuz is talking now, I feel like this makes it sound like I think Jake Paul would be Canelo. No,
that to be the...
Take
that from this episode.
All I'm saying is he has the ability to become a legit fighter. That doesn't mean he's going to be a champion. That doesn't even mean he'll be a ranked fighter. He just has the ability to become a legit fighter.
I think Jake Paul will never beat a legitimate boxer.
I don't think he ever will either, because I don't think he'll ever fight a legitimate boxer, because why the fuck would he when he can make as much... Like, as I said with Canelo, looking at it being like, I can fight him and get more money than if I fight this guy who's dangerous. Jake Paul looks at every single offer he gets and he goes...
Okay, risk and reward.
Okay, so I can fight Conor McGregor 50 pounds up from where he fights, or I can fight this actual cruiserweight boxer who has a decent record. Conor McGregor, of course, he has good power in his hands. He won a round, won one round, I believe, against Mayweather.
Which Mayweather let him win.
Yeah. Like, you get a good bit of legitimacy out of Conor McGregor. You get a lot of money out of him. You get a good bit of hype. You're going to get great trash talk between the two of them. That's a fight he can sell a lot easier.
I disagree with you so much there when you say great trash talk. I think Jake Paul is one of the cringiest trash talkers ever.
I think that trash talk would be great for all the wrong reasons.
Your wife's in me DMs.
Your wife's your husband.
Jolie's husband. Jolie's wife. Your wife's in me DMs. Honest to God, just because you mentioned Conor McGregor, we'll speculate on the potential bout somewhere down the line of Jake Paul versus Conor McGregor. I think it might be the only fight that Jake Paul would fight that I want Jake Paul to win.
No.
I genuinely do. I cannot think of another opponent I'd want Jake Paul to beat.
No, Jake Paul is the worst human to ever walk on earth.
Your wife's in EDMs. Nah. If they were ever to fight, I think Jake Paul would win. But just kind of...
It all depends on the weight, because for Conor McGregor to be... Yeah, no, but at the same time, if you pull Jake Paul down to 170 and Conor McGregor goes up to 170, he's fought at 170 before. Jake Paul's
against 155ers.
But Jake Paul's cutting a lot, so Jake Paul's going to be fucking skeleton.
I don't think he'd do it, man. I don't think he would.
No, he probably would. But like a 200 pound, like a fight at cruiserweight where Jake Paul's been fighting for like 200 pounds, that's so... far above McGregor. Like, that at that point, the skill level matters so much less because there's such a big difference in the sizes.
I think they'd fight at somewhere close to 185. Because remember, McGregor was talking a couple of years back.
But that's like...
when we've been fighting Anderson Silva and all this shit.
When Logan Paul fought Mayweather, like, Logan was able to actually land on Mayweather and put some pressure on Mayweather. Not because he's a good boxer, but just because he was twice the size of him. So there was nothing Mayweather could do about it. Like,
again, that was a very washed up version of Mayweather, and I still think that Mayweather was... He didn't have his foot on the gas at all, I think.
Oh, no, he didn't. He could have ended it, but he didn't. But, like, it's the same thing that Jake Paul being twice the size of McGregor, if they do fight, McGregor's not going to be going full on for that. Because McGregor knows he'll gas, and if McGregor gasses... it's the most embarrassing night of his life. I also never see them doing that fight without the same stipulation as the Logan and Mayweather one had, that if it did go to decision, it was a draw.
See, the thing is that, yeah, you can say, oh, officially it was a draw, but if it goes to decision, and it was like very clearly that...
And to not see, Jake Paul said Logan Paul won, so Logan Paul won. Jake Paul's the best boxer ever.
But, like, come on, everyone knew.
Obviously. Everyone knew what was happening from the start. It was Mayweather. There was never going to be a knockout in that. Never. Mayweather would have had to fucking Superman punch to punch him in the face.
I was so tempted, because I was genuinely tempted to take out my savings and put it on Mayweather first round. I was so tempted. I was so glad I didn't. Oh, honest to God.
There was no way he was ever going to do that, because it's such a difficult way, like, it's such a difficult knockout for him to get, because he has to leave himself so exposed and overextend on every punch to land. Because unless they're standing on top of each other, he needs to fully extend, or else he doesn't reach his face.
You know, one fight that I would, just because you had to mention Logan now as well, the fight I really want to see is the Paul brothers fight each other. That's what I would pay for that now. That is two people who have no boxing background of any like credible sort. Like they're trying to be credible boxers. Logan versus Jake.
He's not trying to be a credible boxer, I don't think.
Well, he's at the call. He wants to fight Anderson Silva.
Oh, he does. Oh, so he is.
Anderson Silva, fair play to Logan Paul. Logan Paul is taking way riskier challenges than fucking Jake ever took.
Logan, I'm pretty sure, has said that Jake's a better boxer than him. But I don't know if that was just because Jake was about to fight someone.
I agree with him. I think Jake has shown a lot more talent, but I think Logan has bigger cojones.
He has much bigger cojones. And he has a hair on him.
If he fights Anderson
Silva. That's something we haven't seen from Jake Paul, because we've seen Logan in the two fights against KSI. One of them was a decision, one of them was a loss. Both of them went the distance, and both of the lads showed hair. They were both throwing punches without any technique at all, but they were throwing them with 100%. Whereas Jake's just fucking sat back, he's taken his opponents, chosen who he wants to fight, and taken easy fights.
Yeah, Jake Paul is trying to mark himself as the next boxing prodigy. He's trying to make a name for himself in the boxing world, and I'm doing the bunny rabbit ears there.
Fucking air quotes. Learn the word.
Bunny rabbit ears. But yeah, I respect Logan. Like, I actually don't mind Logan. He has balls. He
good podcast.
I actually don't mind Logan. I didn't originally. I have to say, I've warmed to him recently. He actually is a lot more likable than I initially gave him credit for.
Very good podcast. Chanel West Coast went on the once.
Shout out to Impulsive.
Shout out Chanel.
But, I'd love to see that fight. Because that makes sense. To two Paul brothers, you think you sell that easily.
You actually think this is happening?
No, but that's what I'd love to see. No,
absolutely no way. They had fake beef with each other before, so they could make diss tracks at each other. There's no way they fight each other.
Oh, God. This is what I hate, man. Is that everyone thinks they can be a fighter. Everyone thinks they can be a rapper. And everyone thinks they can do this and do that. Like, get a grip.
There's one man that can do it all. There is one man that can do it all.
Who?
KSI.
We'll have to say that for another one, but KSI, fair play to him. He's actually done some good stuff.
He fucking goes all over the gap, man. He does what he wants.
KSI is actually making some waves in the music industry. I actually like KSI's music, surprisingly.
Yeah.
But can we just mention before, back to the main event, I suppose, of this podcast, the Woodley and Paul fight. That fun fact for those of you who might not notice, but since Tyron Woodley released the song "I'll Beat Your Ass," he has bet exactly zero asses.
I love how you, like, you
precisely zero.
Every time you say it, you emphasize the "yo." I beat your ass.
Yo. I'll beat your ass.
See, I try to get by the "yo" real quick, so it sounds like I say "yer," but you say "yo." I beat your ass.
That's the name of the song, man. I'll beat your ass.
I'll beat your ass. I love that song. It's a great song.
But he's bet zero asses since then.
He doesn't need to. No. That song came out before he fought Darren Till.
Did it?
Yes.
I'm going to.
I'm pretty sure that song came out before he fought Darren Till, because I think that was his first song. And either he released it after he beat Darren Till.
I think he released that. It came out on the 5th of November 2018. So when did he fight Darren Till? Is this be close now? Please be. Yes! It was after.
The 9th of September.
Yeah, the 9th of September. It was after. It came out on the 5th of November 2018. So after he bet Darren Till's ass. And he's bet no one's ass since.
No. Darren Till tapped on his ass, though.
I don't blame him.
I find it so funny that forever and always there will be Darren Till's not the tapping type as he's tapping. And it's the most poorly timed commentary line ever, because it goes, Darren Till not the tapping type, and then less than a second later, he's just there smacking with his ass.
Oh, God.
Right, well, I think on that note, we've covered more than we need to cover to more than we needed to cover about the Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley fight. We covered some potential future matches. How we both feel the match will, or the match is what it's called, will go.
I wouldn't call this. I think match is a better word for it than fight.
Yeah, no, it's a boxing match. It's not a fight. There's a difference between the two.
We've given this a lot more credibility than it deserves. This is a farce. It should not happen. But
no, it should. Happen. What do you mean? Jake Paul, I don't care what anyone says. The YouTube boxing, it has only been a good thing. It has not been negative at all.
It's been good for people's wallets.
No, it has been good for all involved wallets, but also it's brought so many young people to the sport of boxing and to
that don't stick around and don't watch.
No, they do.
Boxing.
That's the thing, is they do. Is that since these fights have started, you hear so many more young people talk about boxing and talk about
talk about legit.
Shut up for a second. They talk about both. They talk about legitimate boxing as well. Because we would have, like, people of our age group would have watched boxing anyways. We know it a bit. Whereas people that are 5-10 years younger than us don't give a shit about the boxing at all. Whereas when I was at their age, I still would have known, like, who the big fighters were. I would have seen a couple of the big fights. But now, with the YouTube boxing and all these pay-per-view events coming in, and the fact that, like, it's bringing fans to the sport, and then when they're a fan of the sport, if they enjoy the sport and they don't enjoy seeing Jake Paul, that's the difference. If they enjoy the sport, they're not willing to wait 5-6 months in between each Jake Paul fight. Well, at least 5 or 6 months in between each Jake Paul fight. They want to watch boxing. So then they hear there's a boxing fight on this weekend. Oh, we'll watch that. So it actually has been really good for everyone involved. And, like, it's not a bad thing. But at the same time, it is just a money grab. You can tell most of the people he's fighting don't give a shit about who they're fighting. They just want the money. They're like, oh, I can fight this guy. Who's that? Oh, okay, yeah. So no one likes him, and I get a lot of money if I fight him, and it doesn't matter whether I win or lose. I'm going to get a lot of money either way. Yeah, okay, I'll fight him.
But he fights... And look, when you're looking at it from Jake Paul's perspective, he's doing the best thing for his own personal life. He's fighting the easiest guy for the most amount of money.
Yeah, and while he's doing that, he's trash-talking everyone else, so he's keeping attention on himself at all times.
No, he is doing a fantastic job of marketing himself, making himself relevant, but the thing that bugs me, fair play to you, man. You can do that. Fair play. Just don't claim to be a boxer. You're not a boxer. You never will be a boxer. Fight boxers. If you want to be a boxer, fight them.
Yeah, no.
Fight the legitimate boxer.
You have to appreciate, we mentioned KSI, what you have to appreciate about him is you won't hear him claim to be a good boxer or the best boxer in the world or anything. He will never not claim to be the best YouTube boxer in the world, because as far as anyone's concerned, he is. And when he talks about boxing, he talks about YouTube boxing. When he used to talk about his music, he used to always refer to it as YouTube music. Now he less so does that because he's a lot more mainstream now. Now he's getting a lot of mainstream attention and he's making good songs. So we'll let him away with
it. He's working with some serious artists.
But when he released Lamborghini and all that, he never said, oh yeah, I'm releasing good music. He was releasing YouTube music, and he always called it that.
So that's
the difference between them, is if Jake Paul understood and just called, but it's again playing into his character that he's doing it on purpose because he knows it's pissing everyone off.
Of course.
All he ever does is to piss other people off.
See, the problem that I'm falling into there, and I know I'm falling into it, and a lot of people, there's hundreds of thousands of people that fall into the same trap, is that we know that this is a gimmick. We know he's playing into this persona. Same with Kobe Covington. Still kind of pissed me off. He said it though. I'm just like, I was like, don't fucking claim to be a boxer. I said, there's so many amateur boxers out there that have never had a pro bout in their life to kick the shit out of you. I said, you claim, like, he has a pro record of 3-0. Pro, my bollocks. My boxing CV is as good as his, and I haven't fought anybody.
See, don't you can't put the pro in it.
I'm doing the bunny rabbit here. That is not a pro record.
It is. See,
it's not a pro record.
The difference is, he didn't. You're not
get a boxing license. It doesn't mean it's a pro fight.
Yeah, no, but the license is what makes a pro. pro doesn't mean, like, if you say you're a pro footballer, that doesn't mean you play in the Premier League.
No, but a professional footballer. Is Ben Askren a professional boxer?
No, Ben Askren isn't, but I let Jake Paul call himself one because he has professional wins.
But Ben Askren has a professional loss, so is he a professional boxer?
Yeah, but that's a loss.
But is he a professional boxer, though? Because technically he's fought a professional boxing
league. I don't think he is anymore, actually. I think he got a one fight license, to be fair. So you're wrong. He's a former professional boxer. But that's like what you're saying that, like, you're getting mad about him calling himself a pro fighter would be like getting mad at a League One player for calling themselves a pro fighter.
No, I'm not getting mad at him calling himself a pro fighter because that's
what the name. Who's your man from One Direction?
Which one?
Louis, was it? That signed for a League One or League Two team?
He's not a footballer. Like,
no, but he became a pro footballer.
He doesn't still play, though. He only played for like a game or two, did he, though?
He didn't play a lot because he got sick on the side of the pitch in his first game. Oh. But he was a pro player. And that, like, it's the difference between world-class and professional. So he is a professional boxer. There's no debate in that. As the facts are facts. He's had 3 pro fights and he's won all of them. He's a pro fighter that's 3-0.
That's fine. A basketball player, a YouTuber, and a retired wrestler.
A basketball player, a retired wrestler, and a YouTuber who were all pro fighters at the time.
Look, it's not the fact he calls it a pro boxer because he has a pro license.
It's when he says
that he is the next big time in boxing.
That part's okay. Yeah,
one of the best boxers in the world. That bugs me.
Because he is a pro. That's a fact. Right. We tried to end it already. We'll give it another go now. I'm not asking you if you have any final words because I'm sure you fucking do. So thank you all so much for listening. Peace out.
I'll beat your ass.
That's staying in.